The next coach on the teleconference is Nebraska's Bo Pelini. The Cornhuskers are 1-0 in conference and 5-0 overall, and ranked number 19 in the AP poll and number 17 in the Amway coaches poll. Nebraska plays at Michigan State on Saturday, an 8 p.m. game to be televised by ABC. And in conference news, running back Amir Abdullah was named the Big Ten Offensive Player of the Week. Coach, thanks for joining us. If you'd like to give us some quick opening comments, we'll open it up to questions.
Thank you. We're happy where we are right now, and you know, 5-0, and you know, starting off Big Ten play the way we did, and looking forward to this week. You know, we have a lot of respect for Michigan State and going on the road, and should be a great environment, and I know our kids are excited to play. So I'll open up for any questions.
Thanks, Coach. We'll go ahead and take questions at this time.
If you would like to ask a question during this time, simply press star, then the number 1 on your telephone keypad. Your first question comes from the line of Jonathan Schott with Spartan Nation.
Hey, Coach, when you look across the field, I wanted to ask what you think the play of Spartans Marcus Rush, and also maybe a comment on some of the young defensive linemen that were not playing last year for Michigan State that you guys will face this time around.
Well, I think they're good players. Marcus is a really good player, and they're – you know, like you'd expect from Michigan State's defense, they're extremely well coached, and they play hard. They play the right way. You know, they're fundamentally sound, and I think we have a lot of respect for them. They do a heck of a job.
And Coach, when you look at going up against Connor Cook, can you see in tape and film how much he has progressed since he basically got his start, and what ways stand out to you most?
Well, I just think that he gets better every week. You know, I think he's very comfortable in the offense, knows where to go with the football. He's very decisive in his decision making, and has a really good handle of what they're trying to do offensively. And you know, I think he's a really good player, really good.
Your next question comes from the line of Seth Groom with Chicago Sun-Times.
Hey, Bo, I was just wondering what the challenges were in sort of developing a balanced game plan for a defense that's so physical.
From our standpoint?
From your standpoint, yeah.
I mean, for our you're talking about our offense. Right?
Offensively, yeah.
Well, you have to, I think we have balance in everything that we do. You know, it doesn't always show. I mean, we haven't, because. You know, you're at the end of the day, you're going to take somewhat what they give you, and if you're going to stay with what's working for you. But I think we've shown we have the ability to throw the ball down the field. We have the ability to make big plays in the passing game. But at the end of the day, you know, we want to run the football too. You know, and so you got to be balanced in your preparation, and you got to make sure you're ready to execute no matter how things are going. You know, it's hard to say how teams are going to play you, how they're going to see you, and what's going to be working for you on any given night.
Do you think it's important to sort of be the aggressor against this defense, hammer in what you want to do?
Well, yeah, I think that's always important. I think that's what everybody goes into a game thinking they want to be the aggressor, and they want to, you know, kind of be able to take what you want to do. But sometimes it doesn't always work out that way. So, you got to be able to react and adapt and do the things that on any given night that they're going to give you the best chance to win a football game.
Thank you.
Your next question comes from the line of Dennis Dodd with CBSSports.com.
Oh, I've seen, obviously, Amir Abdullah has approached and sometimes surpassed Mike Rozier's records there. You're a guy that has seen him play, Rozier. Is there a comparison just in what he means to the program, running style, stuff like that?
Running style. I don't remember Mike a little bit. I mean, they played in a different type of offense. And,
right.
He was a great player. I mean, great, great player. I mean, in that age and played in a little bit different offense, but
mm-hmm.
That's why I always be careful of trying to compare and contrast guys, because it's, you know, everybody's there, you know, unique unto themselves, and Amir has his style of running, which is very effective, and obviously Mike was special in, mm-hmm. in his style of running and how they used him offensively. And the thing that was great about Rozier was not only, you know, he kind of played in an option offense and in college, and you know, which is a little bit different, but then was able to adapt his style to the NFL and
right.
and still have, you know, great effectiveness, which, you know, I think we saw over the years. There were some guys that could, you know, Amon Green was that way. There are some guys that have been able to do that, and some guys that struggled with that, of leaving an option offense and being able to, you know, play in a little bit more of a traditional style. And Mike showed that he was able to do that, which, you know, was pretty special unto itself.
Did you see, I'm sure you did see an inkling of this when you recruited him, but, you know, what did you see in him when he came in?
Kid who we thought was really talented and special, mm-hmm. and a great kid, and you never know how good, but you know, like I said, we recruited him because we thought he was special.
Right.
And,
thanks.
And it's proved to be that way.
Thanks.
Your next question comes from the line of Luke Meredith with Associated Press.
Coach, with all the focus these days on preventing concussions and all that sort of stuff, I was wondering, do you have anybody specific on your staff that you assigned to say, you know, hey, let's watch to see if anybody maybe got their bell rung, or is it a collective kind of common sense thing with the whole staff?
When you say the staff, you mean the coaching staff?
Yeah.
No, it's more. I mean, everybody, you know, everybody's always watching their position. I mean, that's part of the deal. I mean, and usually if somebody gets dinged or is showing signs, you know, somebody a lot of times, you know, it sees that. But is it somebody specific that we say, okay, you know, you're just looking for concussions? That's what the medical people and the trainers who are trained to do that, and you know, are out there watching the game from a different perspective than what the coaching staff is. I don't know exactly what happened. I hear there was an incident over the weekend a little bit, but I can tell you this, that you know, I've never been around a coach, and I'm sure there's no coach in our conference that has ever that would ever put somebody out there who was aware that somebody got dinged, and anybody to imply otherwise is wrong. I can say that. You know, I mean, you don't want it to slip by, and if it did, I'm sure somebody, you know, is sorry about it. I'm not exactly sure what the situation is. I just kind of heard from afar, but I can tell you there's nobody that has ever put anybody out there or will that's having a problem.
Coach, thanks very much for joining us, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.